Good morning.
各位早晨。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, today we come before you and we ask for your grace.
天父，我们今天来到去求你的恩典。
Lord, we remember the people of Turkey and Syria.
我们纪念到在叙利亚和土耳其的人。
Lord, there are over 30,000 people who have perished.
有三多过三万嘅人去丧失佢哋嘅生命。
Through this earthquake.
因为呢一个嘅地震。
Father, we come before you. We grieve for the life that is lost.
天父，我哋嚟到面前，你嘅面前系带咗一个忧伤嘅心，因为呢啲人都丧失咗佢哋嘅生命。
We cry out for your grace and mercy.
我哋去呼求神你嘅怜悯，你嘅。
Many have lost their lives.
因为好多人丧失生命。
Many have lost their family and loved ones.
好多人丧失家园。
There's so much brokenness in that area.
喺嗰度有好多嘅破碎。
And we see this going on even with the wars.
我哋亦都喺战争里边亦都睇到。
People are dying and in pain.
人亦都系喺苦痛、喺丧失生命里边。
Father, we come before you and plead for your mercy and grace.
神，我哋喺呢一度去哀求主你嘅怜悯、你嘅恩典。
We see your power as you shake the earth.
我哋睇到主当你去震动大地嘅时候，呢个系你嘅大能。
May it remind us of our need for repentance and faith.
主啊，就系咁样求你去提醒我哋，我哋需要认罪悔改，需要你嘅恩典。
Lord, as you shake our hearts,
当你去塑造我哋嘅心嘅时候
，soften them.
求主你软化
，to seek your grace.
让我哋去寻找你嘅恩典。
Father, we pray for the people of Turkey and Syria. We pray that you will bring first responders.
主，我哋亦都求主你将救援嘅人员带到去土耳其叙利亚。
May you help them and give them wisdom to know how to go to search through all the rubble.
求你俾佢哋有智慧，点样嘅去寻找人。
And Father, we pray for the churches that you have there.
主亦都为到当地嘅教会嚟到祷告。
Lord, may you mobilize them.
求你亦都去推动佢哋。
And use them to bring forth the word of Christ.
让佢哋将基督嘅话语带过俾佢哋。
Father, for we pray for these people.
主，我哋为咗呢啲人嚟到祷告。
That your grace will be shown upon them.
求你嘅恩典都系彰显俾佢哋睇到。
And Father, as we come to your word today,
今日当我哋要研读你嘅话语
，we pray that your spirit will open our hearts.
求你嘅灵亦都敞开我哋嘅心。
To receive your word.
让我哋去接受你嘅话语。
Open our eyes to see.
打开我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋看见。
Our own hearts.
让我哋睇到自己嘅心。
And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
我哋系奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we come to the passage in Mark where Jesus calls his 12 apostles.
今日我哋会讲到喺马可福音呢一段系耶稣呼召去十二个门徒。
Now, as you look back in history, it's amazing what these 12 apostles have done.
咁如果你回顾历史嘅时候咧，你都会睇到呢十二个门徒佢哋做咗啲乜嘢。
They are the forefathers of our faith.
佢哋就系我哋信心之父。
They are the ones that set the foundation of the gospel of Christ for us.
就是他建立主耶稣基督福音的根基。
Now these are the apostles are the pillars and the foundation of the church that we have today.
这一班的使徒就是今日教会的支柱。
And we come to today's passage.
今日的经文。
And we read.
他这样讲。
And he went up to the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12 whom he also named apostles.So that they might be with him and might send them out and have authority to cast out demons.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
Jesus appointed 12 apostles.
耶稣设立了十二个使徒。
The word appointed in Greek means to make.
这个在原文来讲，设立，即是说他造成。
So he didn't just appoint them to apostles, he made them apostles.
不单止是设立他们,
and this is the word that in Luke 16, this is where it tells us that actually Jesus gave them the name apostles.
在路加福音16章在那里就是讲到耶稣帮他们起名成为使徒。
And that number 12 is actually very significant.
12呢,这个数目是很重要的。
Remember in Genesis, God chose people, when God chose people, it started with Jacob's 12 sons.
你记不记得当神拣选子民的时候,在创世纪一开始就是拣选雅各的12个儿子?
And in Exodus, out of those 12 sons became the 12 great tribes of Israel.
就是在这12个儿子里面, 出埃及記的記載就是這12個兒子裡面就出了12個支派,
however,
就是以色列的支派。
However, the nation of Israel has been seeing a lot of spiritual decay.
但是在以色列這個國家裡面, 我們看到他們屬靈的是慢慢的腐敗。
And even now, they're ready to reject their God-given Messiah.
就算去到講到來這裡, 他們都要拒絕神所賜的彌賽亞。
So in choosing of this 12, God is establishing a new Holy Nation.
所以当耶稣拣选这12个门徒的时候, 就是神, 耶稣设立一个新的国民。
We're reminded that in 1 Peter 2, we're a chosen race, a royal priesthood.
在彼得前书12章就是讲到, 我们就是被拣选的子民, 是君尊的祭司。
A new people of God.
是神新的子民。
And it's the church.
这个就是教会了。
Now, the calling of the 12 apostles is actually God's judgment against Israel.
耶稣在这里去呼召这12个使徒, 其实就是在这里审判以色列。
God is bringing forth his new kingdom, a new covenant.
神是将他新的国度, 新的约带到来。
And these apostles have become the foundation of the church.
而这些使徒就正成为教会的根基。
That's Ephesians
2:20.
And they will be the leaders of the new Israel, the new kingdom of God, Revelations
21.
So God has chosen these 12 specifically to be the foundation of this new church.
耶稣就特别拣选这12个使徒成为教会的根基。
And we see in verse 14 that there are three purposes that Jesus has in mind in selecting these 12 apostles.
在第14节我们就看到耶稣是有一个特别的计划去拣选这12个人。
First it says is to be with them.
首先就是说要与他们同在。
So Jesus will now personally train and teach these apostles, and through his life example, they will learn of him.
现在耶稣就会以身作则的去教导这12个门徒。
And the secondly is they will send them out to preach the gospel.
第二就会差派他们出去讲福音。
Now they will be the ones to establish the gospel.
就是他们去建立福音。
They will continue the work of Jesus when Jesus goes back to his father.
当耶稣要回到父神那里的时候, 他们就会继续耶稣的事工。
And Jesus will give them the authority over demons.
接着就是耶稣会给他们在邪灵里面有权柄。
That Jesus will give them his own power and authority. That's a sign of God's kingdom as coming.
耶稣就会将他自己的大能和权柄赐过去给他们。 这个就是神的国度要来的记号。
So as we see the first point,
我们看第一点,
to be with them.
与他们同在。
Mark verse 13, it says, when he went up to the mountain, he called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him.
第13节这么说,
Jesus is the one that calls.
是耶稣的呼召。
And Jesus calls, come unto me, all you are who are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest.
耶稣是叫人来, 耶稣这样说, 他说, 凡劳苦贪重担的可以到我这里来, 我就使你们得安息。
Jesus' call is always a call to come to him.
耶稣的呼召, 时常都是叫人去到去那里。
It says, come, learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest for your soul.
在我里面你们就会得着安息。
So when we think about call, when we think about this invitation,
当我们想到这个的呼召或者这个的邀请，
Jesus is calling the apostles to himself, to belong to him.
耶稣是呼召这些的使徒去到他那里，是属于他的。
To follow him.
去跟从他。
To learn from him.
去在他身上来学习。
But not only from him, but to learn of him.
不单止在他身上学习，也都要去认识他。
That means is to know him intimately.
意思就是说亲密的认识他。
And that is the idea of what it means to be united to Christ.
而这个就是与基督联合的意思。
Verse 13, Jesus is called to himself. He also is the one that chooses them. He desires them.
在第13节也都让我们看到基督的呼召是跟随他的心意的。
So becoming an apostle was God's election.
去成为一个使徒，其实就是神的拣选。
It's God's sovereign choice.
是神有主权的拣选。
And Jesus comes and calls the ones that he has chosen.
而耶稣来就是呼召他所拣选的。
And this is God's loving grace.
这个就是神的恩慈，他的爱。
And this call was sovereign.
而这个的呼召是有主权的。
Because everyone that he called came to him.
因为每一个被召的都会去到他那里。
That's what it means, the sovereignty of God. When God calls, it will happen.
这个就是神有主权的意思。当神去呼召的时候是实践的。
When Jesus calls someone, they will respond.
当耶稣去呼召一个人的时候，这个人就会回应了。
Jesus' authority, his love compels us to follow.
因为基督的权柄和基督的爱激发我们去跟随。
Because that call comes with the power of the Spirit which softens the heart of men.
因为这个呼召是凭着圣灵的大能去软化一个人的心。
You know, when you look at this calling of the apostles,
当你去看这个使徒怎样是被呼召的，
it's really a miniature view of what Jesus does for the whole kingdom of God.
其实就是让我们看到主耶稣基督在神的国度的工作的一个缩影。
This is how he calls and chooses each and every one of us.
耶稣就是这样的去拣选和呼召我们每一个。
This is how he builds his church.
他就是这样去建立他的教会。
The Greek word for church is ecclesia in the Greek.
在希列文的原文来讲，教会的字就是 ecclesia，
and it literally means the called out ones。
其实那个字面的意思就是说被呼召那一群。
Ecclesia, those the ones that are called out by God，
就是意思是被神所呼召的那些人。
So you've been called out by God to form the church。
是你们被神所呼召成为教会。
The call is to come and be united to Christ.
这个呼召就是要你与神合一，与基督合一。
Christ invites you to have an intimate relationship with him.
当耶稣邀请你和他有一个亲密的关系。
Now, this is God's amazing love.
这个就是神奇妙的爱了。
We're reminded of that over and over again, that in Romans 5, that while we were God's enemies,
一次又一次的被提醒，例如就在罗马书第八章，当我们与神还作敌的时候，
God would send Jesus to come save us.
神就是差派主耶稣基督来救赎我们。
God desires to save us.
神的心意就是拯救我们。
Now ponder that for a moment.
我们用一刻的时间去思想下。
The Almighty Sovereign God who has the power over all things.
这个全能，这个有主权的神是掌管万物的。
He invites you to have a relationship with him.
去邀请你和他
He desires you to be in fellowship. God calls these apostles, he calls them to himself. To receive him as his Lord and Savior. And we see this intimate relationship in these verses. Last Tuesday, the retired fellowship group was met on Tuesday.
上個星期二呢,這個退休人士的團契呢,就在星期二舉行的。
We had a wonderful time of fellowshipping together and talking about growing in Christ.
我們有好好團契的時間,亦都去分享在基督裡面如何的成長。
Since it was a fairly new group,
這個是一個新的團契。
There were some newcomers.
我們有新朋友。
We went around the room sharing about ourselves.
我們呢,就大家去 分享一些关于自己的事。
And one thing that we did was that we share a nickname that people call you.
我们呢就去分享了人家给我们的花名。
It was kind of funny, but it was nice.
挺好笑,挺好玩的。
You have, talking about nicknames, it kind of breaks the ice.
你講到花名就好似有個機會大家去熟絡啲啦。
And when you think about nicknames, it shows a level of intimacy of relationship.
喺花名呢樣嘢上面呢,我哋亦都可以睇到可以表達到人與人之間呢個親密嘅關係。
You know, because most of the time these nicknames, if you like them,
如果你喜歡這些花名的話,
you're not talking about people making fun of you, giving you nicknames, okay?
不是說人家去笑你,這樣跟你起花名,
but these are nicknames that your family or close friends give you that are terms of affection.
但其實就是你的家人,或者你很親密的朋友,跟你起了這些 花名去表達你哋嘅熟絡或者愛。
You know my nickname, right?
你知道我名字嗎?
Everybody calls me a B.
個個咧就叫我做阿B嘅。
And you already heard my story about my mother, right?
你有冇聽過我同我媽媽嘅故事啊?
To make it short, never hire your mother to be your receptionist.
咁如果我簡單嚟講咧，千祈唔好咧請你媽媽咧做你嘅 接待員。
But I had no choice. I was opening my office and I was poor.
咁我冇辦法啦,因為初初開業呢,又冇乜錢啦。
I had no money, so I had my mother answering the phone and being my receptionist.
咁我媽媽呢,就幫我做接待員。
So when patients come, she would say hello and greet them.
咁當有病人入到嚟嗰陣時,當然佢會打招呼啦。
She brought them to the room and then
帶佢哋去候診室啦。
They're ready to see me.
咁佢哋就準備見我啦喎。
She would yell out, "Abi!"
咁佢就會話, "Abi!"
病人嚟啦!
Patients are here.
You know, that's a very good way to really lose all your credibility before your patients.
就好似咁之後咧，我喺我病人面前咧冇曬信用啦。
Yeah, so strange. You don't usually use these nicknames in front of strangers. When you know, you don't call somebody a bee when you're in front of all strangers.
A bee, 牧師。即係 you will, you know, 你唔會喺病人面前咧去叫醫生呢個花名嘅。
But what we're seeing these actually nicknames of these 12 apostles, some of these 12 apostles here.
咁我哋喺呢度亦都睇到呢一啲嘅使徒，佢哋都有佢哋嘅花名。
And some of these nicknames are actually given by Jesus himself.
咁其實有呢啲嘅外號咧，其實都係耶穌俾佢哋噶。
You know, there's Simon.
有西門。
Jesus called him Peter, the rock.
西門就係耶穌叫做彼得。
All right, which means the rock.
個意思就係磐石。Now,
Peter will become the rock which Jesus will build the church upon. He says that in Matthew 16.
喺馬太福音第16章，耶穌就係咁樣講，彼得就係呢一個嘅磐石，耶教會就會喺呢個磐石上邊建立。
Now, James and John, the nicknames they have, the Boanerges.
雅各同埋約翰，佢亦都有呢一個嘅別號叫做搬尼奇。
Which means sons of thunder.
意思即係雷子。
Now, this was perhaps a tease in reference to their stormy tempers. If you remember, they were the ones that actually says when the city rejected them.
当这个城市拒绝他们的时候,
they said to Jesus, "Shall we ask lightning and thunder to come and destroy this city?"
他就跟耶稣讲, 我们应不应该派雷电来去铲平这个城呢?
So that was a nickname.
Sons of Thunder. 雷子,
and Levi's name was changed to Matthew,
利美的名字就改成马太,
which means the gift of God.
意思就是神的礼物。
This name Thaddeus itself was probably a nickname.
和达泰, 这个可能都是一个的花名,
his real name actually was Judas.
其实他真的名字就是犹大。
We see that in Luke 6:16, he's Judas, the son of James.
在路加福音6:16讲到他就是雅各之子。
And when we look up the word Thaddeus in like what it meant in the old days,
和特泰的意思是什么呢?
It wasn't actually it meant mama's boy.
即是群脚仔。
So he probably was a mama's boy, and that was a term that it was given to him.
或者他真的很依念他妈的, 所以就有这个外号。
It was called Thaddeus. And there was Simon the Canaanian.
接着就有西门。
He's not, it doesn't mean that he's a Canaanite.
Simon, 粉锐党.
It's a Canaanian is an Aramaic word which actually means a zealot.
这个就是一个阿拉伯的名字。
So Simon with a zealot, Simon with a lot of zeal.
这个的西门,他是很伟身的。
But the zealots were actually the Jewish extremists also.
那其实呢?
Who is?
The zealots were Jewish extremists who wanted to overthrow the Roman government.
这个粉锐党呢,其实呢,他们是政治上的极端分子来的,因为他们想
So when you think about it, these nicknames actually display a certain intimacy, closeness.
咁其實喺呢啲嘅愛好或者花名裏邊係表達咗一個親密嘅關係。
And it's shown here that Jesus desires to be intimate with his disciples.
喺呢度亦都反映咗耶穌與佢嘅使徒。
Another reason probably Mark gives us these nicknames is to highlight these individuals are really ordinary people.
又或许马可在这里跟我们解释他们的花名，是让我们看到这一班的使徒，亦都是一班的平常人。
And if you pay close attention as we study through Mark,
如果我们继续读马可福音，而你们是留心的话,
we'll see that this Mark the writer actually goes out of his way to emphasize the imperfections of these apostles.
其实马可是要强调这一班使徒他们的瑕疵。
And especially Peter.
特别是彼得。
You know, in many ways, Peter was the leader of the group.
在很多方面，彼得就是这一班使徒的领袖。
So Mark's purpose was not to belittle them.
马可的目的不是要贬低他们。
But it's actually to highlight God's wonderful grace.
但是要强调的就是神奇妙的恩典。
The purpose is to show that there is no Superman in the New Testament.
要我们看到其实在新约里面是没有超人的。
These apostles were not Superman.
这些使徒不是超人。
They were only sinners saved by grace.
他们只不过是凭着恩典得救的罪人。
Christ comes to establish his kingdom.
耶稣来到要建立他的国度。
But it's not the supermen that are doing all the work. Because these supermen actually are very frail and sinners, just like you and me. And he chooses the 12 most unlikely group of men. None of them were really ever leaders. None of them were rabbis, scribes, or teachers, not one.
没有一个是文士, 没有一个是拉比, 没有一个是老师。
Most of them were fishermen.
他们多数的人是渔夫。
A couple probably farmers.
又或者有一两个是耕种的。
There's one who actually worked for the enemy.
有一個其實咧就係幫敵人工作嘅.
He worked for Rome collecting taxes.
佢就係為羅馬帝國嚟到收税嘅.
And one was actually a political extremist.
而有一個咧就係政治上嘅極端分子.
Yet God put these 12 men together.
但係神就將呢十二個人擺埋一齊.
He used these 12 uneducated men to be the foundation of his church.
就是这12个没教育的人成为教会的根基.
The kingdom of God is not
神的国度,
like the kingdom of the world.
不是好像世界的国度.
1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书.
The wisdom of God is not the wisdom of the world.
神的智慧不是这个世界的智慧.
You know, during Sunday school today, we're talking about elders and we're talking about the qualifications and what a true elder should be like.
今天的主日学,我们讲到一个长老,他是应该怎样的呢?
It's true, all the things we're talking about in terms of character.
没错,我们讲到有很多的品格.
But in reality, God uses the ones he wants and chooses.
但是事实上, 神是会拣选和用
Christ did not pick these 12 apostles because they were noble or intellectually elite.
神没有拣选这十二个使徒，因为他们是尊贵的，或者他们在知识上是精英。
Because that's not the way God works.
因为神不是这样行的。
Let us read 1 Corinthians verse 20, chapter 1 verse 27.
哥林多前書第1章27至31節這樣說,
But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He, God, is the source of our life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and our redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
神的挑选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。 神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌弃的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，又神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记， 夸口的，当指着主夸口。See,
the apostles were never the reason for the establishment of the church.
使徒永远不会是建立教会的原因。It
was always the power of God.
这个原因永远都是藉着神的大能。
Jesus is the reason.
耶稣才是这个原因。And
yes, the apostles, God used as they faithfully walked.
没错,当这些使徒忠心地行的时候, 神就用他们。
But it is by the power of God
但是这个是凭着神的大能,
that the church is established.
教会被建立。
And that is the same way it is today.
而今天是一样的。
You know, Jesus is at work in his church today. He's alive.
今天耶稣是活着的, 亦都是在他的教会里面动工。
We have to realize we're not the reason.
我们要知道我们不是那个原因。
Jesus is the one that is powerful.
是耶稣这个充满能力的那一位。
You know, if we look at people, we will never see the secret of God's kingdom.
如果我们看人, 我们就会看不到神国度的奥秘。
We have to look at the power that comes from God.
我们要看是从神而来的大能。
To focus on Jesus.
我们要专注的是耶稣。
And the only thing that we can do is to live out our lives in such a way that Jesus' power flows through us.
咁我哋点样知道啊？就系当我哋过活嘅时候，我哋要活出耶稣嘅大能喺我哋生命里边嚟到流露。
We have to live in a way that God's power is shown through us. His grace comes through us. His love comes through us.
我哋生活嘅方式要让人睇到神嘅恩典、神嘅爱、神嘅大能喺我哋生命里边流露出嚟。
You know, how do we do that?
我哋点样做咧？
Jesus says, "Come unto me."
耶稣话到我这里来。
Come,
来啦。
Humble yourselves.
谦卑自己。
And draw near to me.
靠近我。
When we are close with Christ.
当我哋靠近基督嘅时候。
When we come to seek Him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
当我哋尽心尽意尽性嚟到寻找佢嘅时候。
He will work through us.
祂就在我们里面来到工作。
And that's how God flows, His power flows through us.
就是这样神的大能就在我们里面来到运行。
When we are close to Christ.
当我们与基督是亲密的。
So we need to pray.
所以我们要祈祷。
Pray for God to give us a heart that desires Him.
我们要祈祷求神给我们有一个渴慕祂的心。
Pray for a heart that will seek Him.
一个心是渴慕神的。
You know, that's what He promises. When you seek Him, when you knock, He will open the door for you.
这个是祂的应许的，寻找的必寻见，叩门的门必为祂打开。
Because He's promised us.
因为这个是祂的应许。
That when we come to seek Him,
当我们去寻找祂的时候，
He will welcome us.
祂会欢迎我们。
Ask God for a heart that seeks after Him.
我们去祈求神给我们有一个寻找祂的心。
A heart to love Him, a heart to obey Him.
一个爱去顺服祂的心。
Only then can the power of Christ flow through us.
就是这样的时候，神的大能就会在我们的生命里面流露出来。
You know, Mark shows us that these apostles were people just like us.
马可让我们看到这一班的使徒就是一个平凡人，好似我哋。
They had all their weaknesses and flaws.
佢有佢哋嘅软弱，有佢哋嘅瑕疵。
Yet it was God's plan to use these 12 apostles.
但系呢个系神嘅计划，去使用呢一班嘅使徒。
And God used them to set the foundation of His kingdom, His whole church.
神就系用佢哋设立教会嘅根基，神嘅国度。
And He sent them out to establish the preaching of the gospel.
亦都差派佢哋去宣讲福音
，to show us what it means to preach Christ crucified，
让我哋睇到要去传被钉十字架嘅耶稣系乜嘢一回事。
And He granted them power and authority through His Spirit to cast out demons to show forth the kingdom of God is here。
亦都同时让佢哋有呢一个嘅权柄同能力嚟到赶鬼，让人知道神嘅国度已经嚟到。
That was such a wonderful privilege for them.
呢一个系一个好奇妙嘅特权。
To be able to be used by God.
被神所用。
And it's the same way with us.
同我哋亦都系一样。
God desires you.
神嘅心意。
It's through out of His love and out of His grace He has chosen you to come and be His disciples.
是凭着祂的爱和祂的恩典，神呼召你成为祂的门徒。
And that's the grace that He has shown to us.
这个就是祂让我们看到祂的恩典。
That we can receive the forgiveness of sins.
我们能够罪得赦免。
If we would receive Him as our Lord and as our Savior.
如果我们接受祂成为我们的救主。
And He has given us power.
没错，祂亦都将能力给过我们。
It's the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in every believer.
这个就是圣灵居住在每一个信徒的大能。
And it is that power of the Spirit that is able to unite us to Christ.
就是圣灵的大能让我们能够与基督联合。
See, we cannot change on our own.
我们凭着自己，我们不能够改变。
You know, you ever think you have a bad habit you have?
你有没有想过如果你有些坏习惯？
You know, how much willpower you say, oh, I won't eat that chocolate cake. I won't eat that chocolate cake.
无论你说你多坚持都好，我不会吃这件朱古力蛋糕。
We end up eating the chocolate cake.
我们最终都是会吃了这件蛋糕。
I will not sin. I will not do that.
我不会犯罪，我不会这样做。
But we cannot control ourselves.
但我们不能够自控。
The power to change our hearts and turn from sin comes not from our own abilities.
这个改变的大能，转离罪，不是凭着我们的能力。
It comes from the power of Christ.
是藉着基督的大能。
Your desire to want Christ.
我们心去渴慕基督。
That doesn't come from your own heart either.
这个也都不是凭着你自己的心。
It comes from the work of the Spirit in our hearts.
这个是藉着圣灵在我们心里面动工。
God is the one at work in us.
是神在我们里面动工。
And that love for God, for Christ, comes when God melts our hearts of stone.
当神去软化我们刚硬的心的时候，我们就会爱神，我们就会爱基督。
That is God's work within us.
这个就是神在我们生命里面的工作。
And that is the power that He gives to us.
这个就是祂给我们的大能。
So that we're able to change.
以致我们能够改变。
That we're able to seek after Him.
我们能够去寻找祂。
And what we need to do.
我们要做的。
Is seek Him.
寻找祂。
Draw close to Him.
靠近他。
Because God says He has a purpose and plan for your life.
因为神讲过，在你的生命里面，祂是有计划的。
You know, it's not like just, you know, Spock, be prosper and live a good life.
不是好像《星空奇遇记》那个人这样讲，他说，你去吧，过一个丰盛的生命吧。
No, He calls you to continue to build His kingdom, His church.
不是啊，神呼召你是要继续的去建立祂的国度，建立祂的教会。
You are to continue the work of the apostles.
你是要继续使徒的工作。
To make disciples of all nations.
你是要使万民作祂的门徒。
You know, because God is building His kingdom.
因为神是建立祂的国度。
And the question is always,
时常都有这个问题。
Is God's power flowing through us?
神的大能是不是在我们当中运行呢?
Is God's building of that kingdom flowing through our lives?
在我们的生命里面，我们有没有活出神是建立着祂的国度呢?
You know, Covenant Church is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year.
今年圣约堂会庆祝40周年。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
You know, God has been faithful.
神一路以来都是信实的。
Why?
为什么?
We're still here.
我们还在这
里。All right, many churches, thousands of churches have started and died within these 40 years.
在这40年里面有很多教会开始，但是也都关了门。
But God is the one that established His church.
是神去建立祂的教会。
And let us pray that God will be always the one to establish us.
让我们的祷告是神去建立我们。
So that we will draw close to Him.
以致我们会靠近神。
And have the purity of preaching His word.
让我们在讲道上面，我们是纯洁。
Bringing forth that true gospel of Christ.
让我们将基督纯正的福音带给人。
But our church also.
但是教会
will not flourish
不会去有成就。
If we just keep focused on our comfort,
如果我们只是专注我们自己的舒适，
and not take seriously our call to make disciples of all nations,
而不认真地去谨守神的诫命，要使万民作我的门徒。
That is the purpose God made the church so that we can be a light to shine for Christ.
神设立教会就是让我们能够为基督来到发光。
So let's encourage one another to be that light for Christ.
所以让我们彼此鼓励的，让我们成为基督的光。
You know, yesterday we commissioned our second missionary from our, well, I guess from our church.
昨天我们就差派了教会第二个宣教士出来。
You know, in the last 40 years, we've seen three pastors that have grown from our church and two missionaries.
在过去的40年，我们见到三个牧师，四个。
Three pastors and two missionaries. Pastor David is a homegrown pastor.
黃牧師亦都係喺呢個教會栽培出嚟嘅。
I'm a homegrown pastor.
我亦都係喺呢個教會出嚟嘅牧師。
Pastor Thomas Mack is our homegrown pastor.
Thomas 牧師亦都係呢個教會嘅牧師，栽培出嚟嘅。
I'm sure that we are thankful for the work that God has done in the lives of our homegrown pastors.
我亦都係感謝主，係神喺呢個教會裏邊興起牧者。
You know, we have Ray Sito that also came to seminary from Covenant and John Sung yesterday.
咁我哋亦都有
missionaries.
咁我哋咧，我哋有宣教士，我哋有 Raymond 牧師，亦都 John Sung 牧師。
And we look towards the future.
咁如果我哋要期待將來嘅話，
I also pray that God will continue to establish people willing to go and serve God faithfully. To build people who will receive that call to go into seminary.
这个亦都是我的祷告，神在我们当中亦都会兴起人去听到神的呼召，去进入神学院，去进入这个工场。
That is a prayer that God will call one of us, some of us, to go and continue that work.
这个就是我的祷告，神在我们当中会呼召人。
So the next 40 years, we look forward to people going, continuing that ministry of going.
在将来的40年，我们亦都期望神在这里差派人出去。
But it's not just them.
但是不是只是那些人。
But it's each and every one of us.
那是我们每一个人。
Because each and every one of us are called to be missionaries.
因为我们每一个人都被呼召要成为宣教士。
And that is your work in this world. Where you work. Where you go to school. Where you live. Everything that you do. Your purpose in life is to bring the gospel to the people around you. Question is,
问题,
Does God's power flow through you?
神的大能是不是在你身上流露出来呢?
Let us draw near to Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我们为着你的恩典献上感谢。
That it is truly your love that you desire us.
因为实在是因为你的爱，你渴求我们。
Father, for there is no beauty within us that you would choose us. We are rebellious and self-centered and sinful. And yet we choose to love us. Father, we thank you for that. Father, truly humble our hearts. To really see the privilege that you've given to us to be called your children. To see the privilege you have given us to be part of the work of building your kingdom. It's not just things that leaders do. But you've called each and every one of us to be that salt and light,
成为盐，成为光,
that we will bring forth the truth of the gospel to everyone around us. Lord, help your power to flow through us. We can only do that by your grace.
What
is your grace that will draw us to yourself?
It's
your spirit that opens our hearts that we will truly fellowship with you, to love you, to seek you.
是你的灵打开我们的心，让我们与你有真正的相交，让我们去寻找你。
Give us a heart that is willing to serve you and to build your kingdom, to build your church.
俾我哋有一个心系乐意侍奉你，去建立你嘅教会，建立你嘅国度。
Father, we are assured.
主啊，我哋好肯定嘅。
That your plan will never fail.
你嘅计划系唔会失败嘅。
So our hope and our assurance of accomplishing your building your kingdom is not faith in ourselves.
所以要建立你的国度，我们的信心不是从我们自己而来的。
But our faith is in you.
我们的信心是在你里面。
To know that no matter how imperfect we are,
去知道无论我们是有几多的瑕疵，
you are perfect.
你是完全的。
And your plan and your desire to build this kingdom,
而你的计划，你的心意要建立这个的国度，
will be brought forth.
必然成就。
Because it is by your power.
因为这个是凭着你的大能。
Father, fill us with your spirit.
天父，求你的灵浇灌在我们当中。
That your power flows through us.
你的大能在我们当中运行。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.